I understand that that war had some pretty terrible casualties. Was it?
They had.
Did you see many people die and so on?
That's what we saw all the time before.
Mm-hmm. Did that experience affect you in any way, do you think, in your life or your feelings?
Well, no, it affect me in that way. It's the only thing I felt like I could help.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't think about the awfulness of it, but it was some terrible things. Some they're torn with arms and legs torn off, you know, and shell shock, all kinds of things, you know, that you get into.
But your main ambition was to help.
Yes.
Yes. So you went on to Norway.
Yeah, I went on to Norway to see my mother at that time.
What was it like for you to go back to Norway for the first time?
Well, it was it looked kind of small when I came home there. It had, as I had pictured it before, you know,
mm-hmm.
so I could see the difference.
Mm-hmm. What were things? Had things changed in Norway? Or?
No, they had got more. I think at that time they had gotten electricity,
mm-hmm.
and so. But they still, it was kind of primitive there, that they didn't have any roads yet.
Did you had to take
that
a boat to get to your family home?
Oh,
Redon.
Yes. I had to go to England and then from England over to Norway,
uh-huh.
to Bergen, into Bergen.
We'll talk more about your visit. We'll turn the tape over just now.
Home, I met my husband.
You met your husband in Norway?
Norway, mm-hmm. yeah. And we were neighbors.
Was he living in Rydal too? Or?
He had been he lived in the east, in
okay.
South Dakota.
Oh.
And he went home to see his mother.
Uh-huh.
And so we met over there. And of course, I hadn't seen him. There were 6 years between us. And of course, I was a young girl when he went over. This country.
But you actually had been neighbors in Norway but didn't know each other.
No, well, we knew each other, but he had gone to this country when mm-hmm. I was only, you know,
mm-hmm.
a young kid.
Yeah. So you got together?
So we got together and we were married in this country.
Did you come back together?
Yes, we came back together.
Now, he was from South Dakota, or did you say South Dakota or North Dakota?
South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Yeah.
Now, did he?
And he had a farm there. He had a cattle ranch there.
Did you go to South Dakota with him, or how did it work out?
After we were married, yes. Uh-huh. We were married in Mount Vernon, and then we went back to South Dakota to his place there.
Mm-hmm. He came out here with you, and you were married.
Yes.
And
uh-huh.
then.
Yeah. And then I went back with him, and we lived on the farm there.
You said before that you liked the Puget Sound area because it reminded
well,
you of
yes,
Norway.
Well, yes, I did. So I didn't like it in South Dakota at all. Like I did this.
How was South Dakota different?
Oh, it was hot and humid, you know, and no trees and no water or mountains, you know. So it was so different.
Did you
we stayed there for, and then the bad years came in. It was just about the time of the Depression when the country, well, all the banks went broke, you know, and everything. And, and my husband, he lost the money that he had in the bank. But he worked that farm, and we got on our feet, and in 10 years, I think we were there about 10 years, he had gotten on his feet again and paid up the debt of the place. And he had, we bought the car. And then we had, they only had wells there, and all the wells went dry. They had a drought back there and had a terrible time, and they couldn't find enough water for the cattle, so he had to sell part of the he had to sell the cattle, you know, get rid of them because they couldn't, there was no water for mm-hmm. them. And then we went back west.
Mm-hmm. What part of South Dakota was it? Do you remember the name of the community?
It was between Mitchell and Rapid City mm-hmm. in a small town like called Draper.
And did your husband run this farm by himself? Did he have people working for him? Or
no. He worked, he rented the farm and had worked for this fella there.
What, was it a cattle farm?
Cattle farm.
Dairy farm, is that what it was? Or the dairy?
No, it was mostly cattle.
Beef cattle.
Yeah, beef cattle. White hills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you able to continue your nursing work in South Dakota?
Well, I did some, but not too much. But I done a little, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you have children then?
No, we never did have children.
Never had children.
Didn't have family.
So your husband was able to make it through the Depression and work the farm back up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what do you think led to your decision then to come back west?
Well, that is when he couldn't get any water grazing for his cattle, you know, he had to sell them, and then that is when we decided to go west again.
Mm-hmm.
And so we came
to
Tacoma.
Did you look forward to that, coming back?
Yes, I did.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
What did your husband do then when you got back here?
Well, when we got back here, we bought a little farm close to Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
And he built a home there. He was also a builder,
mm-hmm.
so, and contractor, so we had, and I went out nursing.
You did, in Tacoma?
In Tacoma.
Where did you work in Tacoma?
Well, I worked sometimes in a hospital and sometimes in private
homes.
Mm-hmm.
Would that have been Tacoma General Hospital, or your?
Yes, I worked in Tacoma General, so.
Did you, after being away from nursing for the years in South Dakota, when you came back, did you have to get any additional training or anything like that? You went right to work?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you worked in the private homes, how did that come about? Did you advertise, or how did people know about you?
No. There was always room for nurses. There was always shortage of nurses. Mm-hmm. I never had any trouble in finding more work than you.
Which did you like better? Did you like hospital work or private home work? Or?
Well, yes, I think I liked hospital work best.
Mm-hmm.
But I had private patients often in a hospital
mm-hmm.
that was very ill and hard really to take care of.
And they were kind of your special patients, or
yes.
you were a nurse,
yes.
special nurse
yes.
for those
yes.
people?
What,
whereabouts was your farm? Was it not exactly?
It's just outside of Tacoma, on outside of city limits,
mm-hmm.
on Portland Avenue.
Oh, out on the east side.
Yeah.
So, did you take a streetcar to work, or how did you get around Tacoma in those days? Do you remember?
Well, my husband took me around usually with the car.
You had a car then?
Yeah.
As you were settling then into Tacoma, and did you have much contact with other Norwegians or Scandinavian people?
Yes.
Did you and your husband take part in the cultural activities of the Norwegians?
Yes, we. Of course, we. being that I worked all the time, and I didn't have much time, and he worked on the farm then. Care of that. We just had a few cows, and that's all, you know. And then we had chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you belong to, for example, the Sons of Norway, Daughters
no,
of Norway?
No, I didn't ever join them. I sometimes went there to meetings and things, but I didn't join.
When you were working in Tacoma, it was not so common for women to work in those days. Did you feel a little different or special? Or
no, of course, being a nurse, you know, they always needed nurses, and of course they didn't. Women didn't work so much then, but I didn't feel that. I felt that I was needed, so.
Mm-hmm. You said once before that you thought nursing was your life's work. That was very important to you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was.
What do you think nursing did for you, or what did it really mean to you?
Well, you can sympathize with people, and especially if you have been sick yourself and have been hospitalized yourself, you can identify with other people.
Mm-hmm. Did you and your husband try to keep a Norwegian-style home? For example, when Christmas came around, did you did you have special food, the Norwegian type of food for Christmas?
Yes, we did.
What would Christmas be like, or how would that be Norwegian for you?
Well, we would ask our Norwegian friends to probably dinners for different dishes that we knew that they liked, and so on. Mm-hmm. You know, being on the farm, we had milk and cream and things, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
what were some of the special dishes you might have made? Do you remember?
Rømmegrøt, and we had all kinds of baked stuff, you know, fattigmann and.
Did you do that cooking yourself?
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy that too? The homework like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I thought. Mm-hmm.
Who do you think, just in the immigrant days or the days in your younger life working, do you think men or women generally had a better time or an easier time in life?
Well, it depends upon, but I think the men in Norway were not used to doing women's work as much as the men are here.
Mm-hmm.
So we done more, I think, than they did
in Norway. The women worked much in the home.
Yeah.
And then you think maybe over here?
Yeah, here it would be the same thing, you know. But they would soon learn that they to do whatever came along.
It was a little more equal.
Yeah.
Here. Were you active in a church, Mrs. Underley, at all?
Yes, we were always active in the church.
Where did you belong?
I belonged to the Baptist Church in Tacoma at the time.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever belong to a Lutheran church?
Well, no, I didn't. I didn't join any Lutheran church. Because, I don't know, even my father, became a Baptist when he came, was over here.
Were there other Norwegians or Scandinavians in your Baptist church in Tacoma?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Were you quite an active member, or?
Well, on account of my work, in the later years in Tacoma, I worked at the Indian Hospital.
Uh-huh.
And, so my Sundays and every other day was taken off, so I couldn't always be so active in the church.
Mm-hmm. What was the Indian Hospital? I haven't heard about that before.
The Indian Hospital is still there, that big hospital out
Is that the one by the freeway?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell?
And it is used for boys. Corrective club or something now, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? And I worked there for several years.
Mm-hmm. What was the Indian Hospital like, and who went there, and what did you do there?
Well, I done nursing.
Mm-hmm. Was it just for Indian people?
Well, it's supposed to be for Indian people, and it was. They just came there. They flocked in there in the winter time. You know, and they came from Alaska and from all over. They came in there.
Were they sick?
Yeah, a lot of them had TB. That came in there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Were these the Puyallup Indians? Was it mainly for the Puyallup Indians?
No.
Just
oh no, it was from back in in the East and for everywhere.
They came from all over.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. They shipped them in there. They brought them in.
What was it? Can you remember anything special about caring for those Native Americans, or did you get along with them well, or what was it like?
Well, yes, we got along very nicely with them.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard work, but we had a dining room and nurse's home quite a ways from the hospital, so they didn't give us much time. We had to we had about an hour for dinner, and by the time we walked over to the nurse's quarters and had our dinner, you just had to run and get back and mm-hmm. to work again.
Now, you've mentioned before that the long days and
yeah,
the
yeah.
What would be an average working day when you were working? Did you have an 8-hour day or longer?
Oh, yes. We had 10-hour mostly. And when we were on private duty, we had 20-hour duty. We had the patient day and night.
Uh-huh. In the hospital work, though, you would
yeah.
work for...
But in the hospital work, of course, and there we would have... I would work... there we had a 3-hour shift, and I usually worked the swing shift.
Mm-hmm.
I worked from in the evening until 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. What was the pay like for nurses?
Not like it is now.
When you first came back to Tacoma and started working in the hospitals there, what would be your average, either your weekly or your
Well,
monthly?
I don't know. The first patient I had, I think we had something like $25 a month or something like that.
Is that back in Seattle in the very beginning?
Yeah.
$25 a month?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In private homes.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel that in your career as a nurse that you were fairly paid for what you did?
Well, we didn't do it all for the pay. I didn't anyhow, so
mm-hmm.
we didn't always think about that. And some, there were some that couldn't pay, you know, and they had to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. So in some ways, it was almost like a volunteer.
But still, they did have to pay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, now, how many times have you been back to Norway? Then we know the one time you went after the war. How have you returned other times too?
I have been back about 5-6 times.
Uh-huh. Why do you?
The last time I went back was for a reunion for the family in '64.
Uh huh. That was 1964 was the last time you've been back?
Yeah, I think that was the last time.
And your whole family got together? Was that in Rydal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did that come about that you decided to have a reunion, or was that? Whose idea was that?
Well, it was the family on my mother's side
mm-hmm.
Decided to get together, and so that is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
That was a I don't know, they wanted to write a history of it. I think that was the idea, that they wanted to make a history. A family history, but then my nephew that was living at that time, he passed away suddenly, and so they didn't get to get this history
mm-hmm.
made up.
Mm-hmm. And when you would go back to Norway then, would your husband go with you too, when you would go back?
Well, my husband passed away in 42 or 43.
Mm-hmm.
So he passed away at that time.
So some of your visits would have been by yourself.
So most of them, putting there all of my visits was by myself.
Do you speak Norwegian when you go back to Norway? Can you still speak Norwegian?
Oh yes. Yeah. I write it all the time.
You do. You still write. You write Norwegian.
Oh yes. I just wrote 2 letters this morning.
Who do you correspond with in Norway now? Who are the letters?
My grandnieces. I have no. I'm the last one of my brothers and sisters that I left. I'm the last.
So you write to your.
So I have. I have one nephew in Seattle, and that's my brother's boy. There was one child in the 4 families in this country.
One child.
Only one child, and he didn't marry.
Oh.
So they are still living. He's living with his mother in Seattle. And in Norway, you see, my oldest sister had 7 girls and 3 boys, so she had 10 children. And my one other sister had 3 boys and 3 girls. And one had, one sister had 3 children.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the nephews and nieces have kept corresponding with me all these years.
And you have visited them in Norway?
Yes.
You saw them in 1964?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Have they ever visited you here?
Yeah, some of them have. That have. I had 2 nephews that came over, and another time, a niece and her husband and a girl came over. So I've had several of them come over here.
Mm-hmm. I see you have pictures of your Norwegian home here in your apartment. Is this a picture of Rydal that?
Yeah, that's taken in Rydal.
Is that the home then where you grew up?
No, that's the home where I grew up.
Uh-huh. Is that still in Norway, just like that?
Yeah, it is. They have made dharma on it, so it is bigger. And of course, now they have improved it so much, you know, the whole thing there, that it isn't like it was at all.
Mm-hmm.
There is these places here.
Yeah, now where are those?
That is looking out on the water from our home.
Yes.
And this is looking in towards the mountain.
So you really are surrounded by water and mountains, aren't
you,
on all sides?
Yes, And so I had one of the that you could see some of this. Well, this is, you can just see the part of the, some of the.
And this is on, is this on Sunfjord? Is that what it's called? Sunfjord?
Yeah.
And that's where Rydal is?
Yeah, it is.
On Sunfjord.
And this is just showing some of the costumes that they use. And that's a bridal, old-fashioned bridal costume.
My goodness, it has quite a crown on it,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes, yeah, they use the crown instead of the veil here.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a costume or a bunad of your own?
Yes, I have a bunad.
Do you have one?
The like that one there. That's Sunfjord, what they call Sunfjord. Each community have their own.
And what's the name of yours? The
Sunfjord.
Sunfjord
bunad.
Did you buy that when you went back to Norway on one of your visits?
My nieces and nephews made them. My nieces and they made it. The ribbon and everything is handmade.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I still have that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I used it out there at the Pacific that time. I think I was in Bruno.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I was, because I was asked to. Come in.
Do you attend any of the Scandinavian get-togethers in the area now?
Well, I haven't. I haven't just lately.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, I've gone to them, but not very often, because after I quit driving a car, you know, it isn't easy to get.
have to ask somebody.
Yes.
When they had this, you know, when Mrs., what was her name, brought me out there, came and got me, and Mrs. Darlene. Yeah.
Were you at PLU?
Yes.
For the Norwegian festival?
Yes.
Just, that was all about, what, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
You were out there that day?
Yeah.
Were you wearing your bunad that
day?
I
was in bunad then.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you do take part in some of the cultural activities that way. Let's see. So you were born in 1987. How old are you now then, Mrs. Underlee? You're over 90 years old?
Yes. I will be 94.
You'll be 94.
My next birthday.
And you must be quite interested in needlework. You have lots of examples of needlework here in your home. Is this one of your major hobbies now, would you say?
It is. I like needlework. But I like knitting too. So I do a lot of knitting, and it's more fascinating. Knitting booties, baby booties.
Now this is a klokkestrang, and that's a Norwegian type of. Do you like?
And I wanted, since I had this and they were handmade and all, and I wanted to finish that so I could.
It has a handmade hanger to go with it.
Yeah. And this I bought in Norway when I was over there, but the pattern was so much narrower than I had expected, on account of the fine background. So I had to add to it on both sides to make it a little wider.
Is that going to be for yourself, or is that going to be for you?
Oh, I'll probably be giving it to somebody.
Give it away to somebody.
I
just wanted to ask, when you came over to Norway or on some of your other trips, have you brought other keepsakes with you besides where you have pictures of the home? Did you ever have a family chest that you kept, or clothes from long ago, or do you have any?
I gave most of them away. I did have some real old things, you know, that I had, but I have given some of it away.
How important has your Norwegian heritage been to you in your life? What does it mean to you?
Well, it means a lot to me, and I love Norway, but I love my adopted country too.
You consider this your adopted?
Because they took me in, and I made a home here, and I have liked it. And I'm very happy here. So I couldn't think of now going home and living there, because I have most of my friends and here now.
Do you still use your native language at all, Norwegian? Do you speak it to
anybody? When my brother was living, we used it quite a lot. But after he passed away, I have no chance much.
Was that Ludwig?
Yeah.
You spoke Norwegian?
Yeah, he passed away about 4 years ago.
Did you and your husband speak English or Norwegian to each other?
Well, we spoke quite a bit Norwegian.
So you lived in Tacoma then most of the rest of your life, and have moved up here to the retirement.
Well, I lived in Mount Vernon. I went to my when my brother Ludwig lost his wife. The last time I was in Norway, he lost his wife. And when I came back, and kept house for him till we moved in here.
Oh, I see. Did your brother move in here too then?
Yes, we moved in at the same time.
Is this
64 and 65.
Is this run by any Scandinavian group, or this is a private?
No.
This is a private home?
No, this is a Baptist home, but it is run by a big concern. They have the health center and all.
And you're still a Baptist then? And
yes.
Do you attend services
in
the Baptist church?
Is
there any? Do you have a little saying, or a prayer, or a song that stands out in your mind from Norway that you would like to say in Norwegian, just to show your Norwegian heritage? Any little phrase or saying?
Yeah, well. Kan du glemme gamle Norge? That's a song.
Mm-hmm. Can you?
Aldri jeg deg glemme kan. This is stolte klippeborge and mitt fødeland.
That sounds nice. What does that mean? What are the?
Can you forget old Norway? It is my birthplace,
mm-hmm.
and you never can forget it.
I think with that we'll
yeah.
we'll end the tape, Mrs.
Yeah.
Underland. Thank
okay.
you very much.